League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A festive cheer for Bengaluru while Goa suffer a crash landing. Champions Chennai in neck deep trouble, and Isfah Dumreddy getting his team ready for the remainder of the season. Hey listener, and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time. I'm your host Naveen, and in today's episode, we'll be talking All Indian Super League. Joining me on this journey is Sandeep. Hey Sandeep.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sandeep. How's Bangalore?
Getting colder
by the day. And making his first appearance at Injury Time is Raghu. Hello, Raghu, and welcome to Injury Time.
Hi, I'm glad to be on board.
Thanks a lot, Raghu. It's a pleasure having you on the show. Guys, we have quite a lot to discuss today. There are quite a number of matches that's happened in the ISL. Let's just start right with it. First up, the latest match of the league, which just concluded yesterday, where Kerala Blaster hosted Bengaluru FC. Raghu, coming to you first. A 1-2 result in favor of Bengaluru. Is that a fair reflection of how the match panned out?
I don't think so. Kerala deserved something out of the match. And I see Bengaluru rode their luck for 3 points.
All right. Sandeep, what are your thoughts on this game? You saw the match and what do you make of it?
I thought it was pretty even. Like Raghu said, nobody really dominated. I didn't see anybody pressing. Both teams just sat down, allowed the possession whenever they had. I think also because of how hot it is there, it made an effect towards the latter part of the game. But, at the end, it's a little that our goal was offside from Sunil, but maybe Bangalore maybe exits in the end. I'm not really sure, but a draw would have been a fair result also, I guess.
Well, I remember one thing from yesterday's match. I was watching it on the telly. I heard the commentator say that over the years when he's seen Kerala Blasters play, every season they fail to take one box. Last year, it was their midfield. This time, they have someone there, but there's no one up front. Vinith is not that guy who can give you goals day in and day out. Raghu, do you agree to this? Kerala still misses someone in that team.
But Vinith, this season, has already scored 2 goals. Poacher's goal had a great opportunity when he was put on own by Prashant. Excellent ball from Prashant. He should have done better. The score was 1 all that time.
He should have
right after that, Bengaluru scored. Make it worse for him.
Yeah, made things worse for that. That miss made things worse for Kerala. But what about another man, Sahil? What kind of performance he's put up so far in this campaign?
I really enjoyed watching him play because he is one of those guys who came through the system now. I saw him play during I-League 2 last year. And now he's come and he stepped up his game. Yesterday, I thought he had a great game in the first half. He played quite a few, cute passes. He won the penalty. It was very smart from his side. We'll touch on Mishu in some time. We have to do that. Again, Sahil. But I think he faded off towards the end of the game. After 70 minutes, he really didn't do much. So maybe that is where Kerala kind of lost the edge a little. Because when Sahil is on form, he's the guy who can, pick the pass behind the defense. Find the runners, Prashant or Vinith or whoever it may be, he can always do that.
Well, that about Kerala, but what about Bengaluru, a team that you have covered from the very first day of their inception? Nishu Kumar in particular, we have talked about him throughout this pod, in the past, in the present, and I'm pretty sure we'll be doing that in future as well. Will that man be the undoing of this team?
No. Yesterday, it's a little harsh to criticize Nishu for the penalty yesterday, because I don't think he could have done too much because he was running onto him and Sahil was smart that he kind of left his leg dangling a little bit and he got the foul. I mean, it's a foul. I don't think you can argue that it is a foul. But again, the question is, should Nishu really have ran all the way there because UNN was covering? He really didn't have to press him at that time. But one of the key points I wanted to touch on was the performance of Lal Rotara, who was shifted to the left side for the game. And then you saw him play with so much maturity. He took Udanta barely had a free chance. He really marked him out of the game, despite the pace that Udanta possessed. Rotara is also quite quick in that sense. And then he got a yellow card after fouling. And then immediately after that, you saw how Niku was chipping off at him. Eric Parthalu just walked and kind of shouldered him a little bit, trying to rile him up and see if they can get him, but He just stood strong, finished the game very strong. I think he had two very good tackles late into the game. Great performance. And when the team, national team probably is announced, I'm surprised to see an issue ahead of Ruota Rao, although I understand that he plays on the right generally.
I mean, we should also talk about the K3 goal, I think. No, David James has said VR should be introduced in ISL because he looked really offside. I mean, upon replay, it was clear offside. So I think ISL should think about bringing in VR the coming seasons. It was a fair grouse from the part of David James, I would say.
Well, that's not the only time where we have seen referee getting their calls wrong, be it the linesman or the man in the middle of the pitch. What's your take on the standard of referee? You see sometimes it's there on par, sometimes it just goes for a toss.
I mean, you talked about Kerala Pune match. In that match too, there was a controversy. Goal was not given, then it was given, then it was cancelled. It created a lot of confusion. I mean, I thought it was a difficult call. Because he was not in a position to see what happened. But he still took the call. I don't know how. I think we have to be firm. We should encourage our referees. Now we are talking about Indian players getting more time in ISL. We should also encourage our referees. That's my point. Everybody makes mistakes. We saw that in the Liverpool Arsenal match. I mean, Liverpool suffered, but still they don't have a VAR.
Well, absolutely. But Sandeep, coming to you, this whole referee issue has been going on in Indian football quite some time. How much does this boil down to the fact that referees in India don't get to officiate as many games as their counterparts in other countries do?
That is obviously one of the bigger events. Because a guy who comes to the first division in, let's say, England or Germany or Italy, they've come through after so much experience through the lower ranks, they last from non-league and then, you know, climbed up the ranks. We do have a system which is similar to that. Last year, then there were a lot more mistakes than this year. I was trying to figure out how much, experience the Indian referees get as opposed to someone of the same, similar or the same, you know, the level of referee qualification get in Europe. And we are, I think, close to one third behind. So there are going to be issues like this because we are insistent on using Indian referees for the first division, and rightfully so. Last year, I think I-League had a slightly better refereeing. I don't remember exactly. I'm not sure about that. But it's only going to improve. I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. And like Raghu said, that Pune, the goal that was cancelled for Kerala against Pune, I don't think any person, I know Sandesh Lingar had some comments about referees and all of that. Even the guy who hit the shot, I'm convinced that he has no idea if it's 100% goal. And it's very hard to blame referee on that. But yesterday's offside was, that was a pretty straightforward call. It was a yard or 2 yards offside.
Well, Raghu, coming to you, sans that goal which was disallowed in that Pune versus Kerala game, what do you make of that whole game? Pradyum finally getting a chance to be the head coach of a team. How is he shaping up as a head coach?
Let me be frank about the game. It was one of the most boring games. It's not for the refereeing controversy. I don't think we'd be talking about it.
That added some spice to it.
Absolutely. He played a fight. I said on commentary, he should be considered for one of the fans. So, it was a difficult game to watch, and it was made worse by the refereeing decision. Like I said, no, let's not crucify him now. Let us give them more chances. For example, if you saw yesterday's match, Vintage was really firm with his decisions, the referee. Yeah. And he was not intimidated by the fight between the players. He was there in the spot. He always was in the right place. I mean, that is important for a referee. You know, it's not for the, as it is for the forward, it is also for the referee, I would say.
Well, Sandeep, your take on that Pune versus Kerala game. Do you think Pradyum needs more time? Yes, he needs more time, isn't it?
Well, you know, they could have won that game because Alfaro missed the penalty, right? And I think that is the second penalty that he's missed. I think he missed one against Goa as well.
Absolutely.
So, maybe the luck is not with him. And then Pradyum made an interesting point about the Indian strikers. Somebody asked him about Robin Singh, and then he was talking about how difficult it is for an Indian number 9 of that, you know, physical gift to play in India, because, you know, you always want a foreign striker there. And Alfaro, we know, is one of the best out there in the league, but I don't think it's just not going in for him. He's been missing 33 chances, you know, swinging at chances, and there are better options and stuff like that. little bit like Chennai. I think they just need one or two goals to go in from the strikers and they should be fine.
Well, Indian strikers might not be scoring, but an Indian prodigy, if I may call him, got his first goal of the ISL, that too against a big man like Gurpreet Singh Sandhu. I'm talking about the ATK versus Bengaluru game, guys. A 2-1 result to Bengaluru, but a game could have gone either ways, isn't it, Raghu?
Oh, it was a fantastic game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We took the chance. Was outstanding for a guy of 18 plus. Was an amazing goal. He showed great composure to take the shot immediately. He didn't delay. He didn't think about the distance. He probably saw Gurpreet's position. Even though Gurpreet was tall, he could not get to the ball. It's a good goal. It's a great goal to open his account in the ISL.
Well, a good goal to open his account in the ISL. But Bengaluru were not deterred by that first goal. They came back roaring and scored two more to win that match.
Fantastic. I mean, I thought, you know, his goal, Nico's goal was comparable to Tony Kroos in the World Cup. The goal he scored against Sweden, so good. Mm-hmm. Had goosebumps watching it.
Some power behind that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Guys, that about the Bengaluru versus ATK game. But another team that has quite surprised most of us this time round is Jamshedpur FC. And they managed to stop a free-scoring FC Goa this time round, winning that game 4-1. Sandeep, you expected this result. Certain Susairaj scoring two goals there.
I mean, I didn't expect this result. But Susairaj had a great game. But again, we always talk about Goa and how good they are going forward. But they're also a team that is always going to give you chances to score against them, because they sort of invite pressure onto them and then try to beat your, you know, defense and midfield, you know, pass through the line vertically. And so, I mean, yesterday, first goal was because they couldn't clear their line quick enough. And then second one, they just couldn't deal with the cross. And then I think it was, the commentators were a bit harsh on the young goalkeeper for the second one, who was little, came out a little bit, but what else can you do because your defense is gone? And then it just capitulated from there. I think they missed Koro, but that was a bad defensive performance.
Well,
kudos to Susairaj. We've seen him do this for such a long time in the I-League. So, like, at least for the last 2 years, he's been really, really good. And it's nice to see that he's getting his moment in the Sun finally.
Well, Goa might have missed Koro, but Raghu, Susairaj has been pretty impressive in Jamshedpur this time. But you are someone who's seen him play over the years. What do you make of his progress slowly but steadily making his mark?
The boy has arrived, certainly. I mean, after performing so well in the I-League last season, I mean, he was not really intimidated by the ISL this season. That was the most surprising part. People always take some time to settle down. He took three matches, but the way he opened the soccer was amazing. I mean, that goal was brilliant against Kerala Blasters. The way he took it and the distance, the composure was everything great. I mean, I think it really sent us confidence soaring, and we saw that in the Goa match. Two goals, once again, composure was just too good for a first time.
And another thing about Susairaj is when you top players, when they come into a higher level, they always step up. And you can see Susairaj has gone maybe another little fraction ahead from what he was last year. He was better than last year. He's a little bit more stronger. So you can see that he is improving, and it's only a matter of time before he gets into the national team. And I'm actually surprised that he's not already in it.
Well, most of us are surprised that Constantine has not called him up for that Jordan friendly, which is due in a few weeks' time. But we'll be talking more about that later in the show, because we have a few more games to touch upon. Susairaj might be having a great time in the ISL, but Raghu, the team from Chennai, Chennai and IFC, the defending champions, a torrid time so far, bottom of the league table. What's happening there?
Shall we skip this? I'm a true blue Chennai. What do we have to talk about? Chennai, two-time champions, last-year champions, defending champions. Where are they now? Foot of the table. And the way they played against Mumbai really, you know, affected a lot of fans back home in Chennai. No spirit, no life. I mean, no chances either.
Nothing, you see, nothing. It's sure that the team is missing Dhanpal Ganesh, was again out with an injury. But how much of this team depends on one player? Talking about a champion side, depending on one player so heavily. Is that the right way to go about it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no point in talking about Dhanpal Ganesh. People are still talking about Serino. Is it fair? I mean, history is okay, but you should not take too much comfort from history. I mean, see, the main problem is Chennai were living off the past. The first 2-3 games, they were thinking about, they were talking about Serino, Ganesh. I wonder, did not talk about Mendoza, Elano. So it's all gone. But no, they failed to come to the present. That was the biggest problem. And John Gray, I'm afraid, did not react in the way he should have. Mm-hmm. After a series of poor results, he should have arranged the changes, but he did not. And he paid the price.
Well, changes are something that Chennai want quick and fast. Sandeep, what does Chennai have to do to come out of this rut now?
I think it is a confidence thing, the entire thing. Because, again, I have spoken this 2-3 times before, and I want to touch on this again. Winning a title takes a lot out of you. And then to step up and do it again, that is where a great team makes its mark. And John Gregory, before the start of the season, insisted that we should start with a mentality that is not that of the champions, but as the hunger has to come back. And maybe that is missing a little. And I know what Raghu said is true, that you can't live in the past. But Dhanpal was someone who provided that physicality into the midfield. Like yesterday, you saw the goal against, not yesterday, when the match happened. We saw the goal that Mumbai scored. Tapa was first beaten by Bastos by dribbling. And then he won the second ball while challenging again and put in the through ball. So he doesn't, like last season was a great season for Tapa. In a sense, he played, I think, 5 matches. He started 5, came off the bench for 11 of them and 757 minutes. This year, he's already played 6 matches, started all of them, has already played 486 minutes. And now you can see maybe his physicality is not at the same level. I mean, it's a different thing to come off the bench when everybody's tired and then he's always been, you know, technically fine, touches, passes and stuff like that. But when you actually have to go up against people, then that is a whole other thing that he has to develop. He's still young, he will develop, but that's a big problem.
Absolutely, Sandeep. I think I owe you a treat. You spoke what I was having in my mind. That is the problem. And let's not forget that Tapa's role is somewhat confusing. I mean, he's there, he's here, but he's not able to do any justice to his role. As you rightly said, he doesn't have the physical presence of Ganesh. That's very important. His defense is very suspect. Fine, you see all the matches. He conceded the winner against Northeast. No? Rowling was just brushed him aside and scored the goal. Winner.
Well, guys, listening to you, I'm really worried now. Not because Chennai is not doing well, because guys like Tapa and JJ are not doing well, and India has an Asian Cup to play in a few months' time.
I mean, Gregory should not put Tapa in a defensive role at all, because Tapa, I mean, let's face it, he can't defend that much. He likes to go forward. Maybe he has to play in the hole. He should not have any defensive duties. We saw that against China as well in the friendly. I mean, he wasn't there. When Harin Bhoj just came in, the game was much better for India.
Well, positional sense is what is troubling Chennai, and that's what Raghu says. But one team that is not living in the past and is eagerly looking forward to the future is Northeast United. What a turnaround for them, Raghu. Ogbeche might be getting all those score buzz. Where is credit due for Elko Chitorios are getting this team together?
Absolutely. He's the man. He's the Arjen Klopp of ISL. Everybody loves him. I mean, it's hilarious on social media. It's engaging. I mean, as a Dutchman, that's what you can expect from him. It's forthright, frank. And he has got that team going. I mean, I think he's created a familial atmosphere in the team. That's what makes the team tick. And Ogbeche.
Well, Ogbeche is ticking and ticking well. A 2-0 win against Delhi Dynamos. But later on, Delhi Dynamos went out to draw against Jamshedpur. A 2-2 result there. Finally, some points for Delhi Dynamos, Sandeep.
Yeah, I think not starting Cahill has kind of helped them a little. Not in a derogatory way to Cahill, because we all know what the quality that he provides on the goal that he recently also scored. But before Cahill, when he was suspended, when we saw Jamshedpur play, they played a lot more passes and bilateral movement and all those kind of things that you expect from a Spanish coach, you expect from Spanish players. But when Cahill came in, when I saw him when he came to Bangalore, they went for the easiest thing is to just hit the ball to him. And 9 times out of 10, he's going to win it because he's that good. And indeed, that is his strong suit. He is very, very big quality player whose strong suit is his aerial power. So that kind of gives them a reason to just, you know, forget the way they should play and then chip it up. But now with Gaurav Mukhi who's playing there or anybody else who's there.
Well, how old is he?
This is another interesting thing. Mr. Gaurav Mukhi has tried to look his age by shaving.
Oh, yeah, so, of course. Clean face now.
Guys, I love him. No, I mean, forget about his age. Don't let him be 45. I love his energy, dynamism. I mean, he's good. I mean, he has got the X factor. That's what I feel about Gaurav Mukhi.
Yeah, he's very, very quick.
Well, he got wiser from the previous match. Set up the goal. First goal, first dunker was excellent. The previous matches would have drifted wide and, you know, taken a poor shot. But in this match against Delhi, he set him up with a clever pass. You know, when he saw him, he just looked up and passed to Sidoncha.
Yeah, even there also, I think he had two runners and he picked the right pass there also. So it's very impressive.
Right. Well, guys,
so what I like about Jamshedpur is that they've got Indian players playing and scoring. Farooq Chaudhary, Gaurav Mukhi, and Susheel Raj, all of them have scored. All the foreign players have scored, almost the main players.
Sumit Pathy has scored.
He also scored. He also scored. Yeah.
Sandeep, you might be very happy that Sumit Pathy is scoring a goal.
Listen, man, I don't have any problem with people scoring goals. But I just don't understand the selection criteria for the national team.
Well, that's exactly what we'll be discussing out after this break, where we'll be talking more about that 30-man probable that Stephen Constantine, the head coach of the Indian team, has announced for that friendly against Jordan. So, listener, stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, listener, and welcome back to Injury Time, your one-stop shop for everything Indian football. So the past week also saw the Indian national team coach, Stephen Constantine, announce his 30-man probable for the friendly against Jordan. Raghu, I'm pretty sure you're very disappointed that Susheel Raj has not made the team.
You're right. No, he's not in the team. And why not Changpe? He's been a revelation for Delhi. He's been doing really well on the left wing. He should have been there. Susheel Raj, absolutely. You know, three goals, only Sunil Chhetri is ahead of him. Breakout season for him. Why not a place in the 30-man team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Susheel Raj should have played right from last year in the national team because he was the absolute standout player in midfield for Chennai and in the league, I-League completely. And so he should have started. And the people ahead of him, like Raghu said, Chhetri obviously is ahead. Maybe you can argue Udanta as well. But Narzari was playing, Jackson was playing, all of these decent players who will always put in a good shift also. And Naveen, you know my personal preference to Narzari when he broke through. So this is very hard for me to say. But at the same time, you have to look at Susheel Raj and see, look at the numbers that he's racking up, the goals, the assists, the individual performance that he brought to Chennai last year. And he was head and shoulders above everyone in that team. So he really should have been in the national team. I mean, that's, again, a personal feeling. But Raghu, you can touch on this as well. And I just wanted to ask you. Now, we've seen Sumit Pathy came to the national team through the ISL. And quite a few others have also done the same. Do we think we're kind of turning a blind eye a little bit towards the I-League when it comes to national team selection? Because there are a lot of good players there as well.
I think he should keep an eye on the I-League. I'm not saying that he should watch every minute of I-League. If that is scouts alert about the I-League, about impressive performance here and there, and you should keep watching them again. But ISL is the main league. Well, let's face it, that's a reality. But at the same time, don't completely ignore I-League. You could get a player out of nowhere.
But guys, I have this parallel thought which is going on since the time Constantine announced that 30-man probable. Don't you think one of the reasons why Constantine might not have called in players like Susheel Raj or someone else who's been recently... Susheel Raj has been exceptional in the limited opportunities he's got, but there have been other players also who's performed considerably well in these few matches. The primary reason why he might not have called up those players is because he wants to stick to his core going into that Asian Cup and not try something new.
But then what about current form? I mean, what is the purpose of playing ISL? Last year, Anirudh Thapa got selected after his ISL performance. Anas Erathodika has not been playing in ISL. I mean, it's having a set of core players, something, and having in-form players is another thing. He has to choose between the two.
Again, yeah, I agree with Raghu in the same. Like the form is very important because where is the goal going to come if your striker is not even starting for his club team? And your wingers are not providing in a fashion. Udanta has not had a great season so far. Let's be completely honest. Like you can, he's been running and his crossing's been very poor. So there is issues in the team which can or maybe, if you were to rectify it for the Asian Cup, wouldn't this be the last opportunity? I don't think he has another friendly international window coming.
So that about the Indian team, but guys, we're not done with the episode yet because we have a few listeners who have written into us asking a few questions which they would like y'all to answer. So first up, Raghu, this one's for you. This Tej is asking us, too early to call, but could this Bengaluru FC team go unbeaten or at least break that 40-point record in the season?
Is he related to Arsene Wenger? Okay. I mean, Bengaluru were not at their best against their southern rivals. In Chennai, they were not. Yesterday, I think it is even though it was an even game, Kerala was slightly the better team in terms of the chances created. So it's too early, really. I mean, Bengaluru are excellent side, well set team, but to complete 18 matches without a defeat,
asking too much out of this time, isn't it, Sandeep?
Yeah, but like Raghu said, I don't think they have played as well as they can have, which is actually kind of scary considering they haven't lost many games. So in that sense, look, they have the best strikers, one of the best foreign strikers. They have the best Indian player. They have one of the fastest Indian wingers. They have the best Indian goalkeeper. They have the best midfielder in Dimas. Foreign midfielders. So, and they have two absolutely fantastic centre back pairing as well. So that team can actually go one or two steps even further. So we might see a great, better performances going forward.
Well, Sandeep, you listed a number of good players in the Bengaluru FC setup, but I need to ask you this. If you are to remove a certain Sunil Chhetri from that team, is this team as good as it seems to be?
It's an interesting question because look, Sunil, while he has scored a number of goals, I don't think he has been at his efficient best. Like he missed the run yesterday as well, and he missed a couple of chances in the game before. So I think he is not playing at his absolute highest level, which we saw him play consistently for the last 2-3 years. Maybe in the first year of Roka, he also had a bad spell. But otherwise, we always have seen him. Like if he's running on goal, you trust him to shoot and score. But that hasn't happened that consistently, but he's still scoring, he's still getting chances. But I think what Sunil brings to the team is the character of the team. He is the heart and soul. He is the guy, as a captain at 34, he puts in the, you know, one of the hardest yards, the longest shifts, he works the hardest. He doesn't complain. He always tries to encourage people. And he's a leader for them on and off the pitch. So if minus him, it might be difficult for them to replace those characters.
Especially those off-the-field characters that, off-the-field features that someone like a Sunil Chhetri brings to the team.
Yeah, I saw some complaints about commentators raving about Sunil Chhetri after the goal against Kerala. Hey, what do you do? This guy keeps doing it match after match. I mean, everyone has no choice other than pricing a post this amazing chap. No, his consistency is out of the ordinary. As Sandeep said, he's always there for the team. Never complains, keeps running. Even after getting his leg entangled with Sanjay Singh yesterday, that's up and running. I mean, he didn't complain. He didn't show that, no, let's feel some pain here and there. That is Sunil Chhetri for you. But 34 to do that, I mean, you just have to take your hat off him.
Well, I have run out of superlatives for this man. I'm pretty sure you guys might also reach that point pretty soon.
No,
before
Chhetri is my superlatives as well, right?
Absolutely.
We might superlatives soon won't complain.
Yeah, no one is complaining as long as this man is playing the way he plays. Well, guys, that's all on this episode of Injury Time. Before we wrap up, it's just ideal to thank both of you. Sandeep, thanks a lot for being on the show and sharing all your thoughts. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And Raghu, thanks a lot for being on the show, man. It was great having you on.
I hope it wasn't a bad debut either.
It was pretty much interesting. I have enjoyed it a lot. I'm assuming even Sandeep has.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, guys. And listen up. Remember, this is not the only episode that we'll be bringing out this week. We have another episode coming out in a few days' time where we'll be talking everything I-League. So till then, have a great time and enjoy the game.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.